One of your measures, Senate Bill 608, making its way through the process. Tell us about that one.
Yes, Senate Bill 608, the Business Premises Safety Act, we were able to third read and pass out of the Senate today, so it is headed over to the House. The premise of Senate Bill 608 is if you are intoxicated or you are on drugs and you go to a business and commit a crime, then the business should not be liable for that if that person gets hurt while committing that crime or hurts another person while committing that crime. It seems to be a pretty common sense bill. There was no discussion or debate on the bill out on the Senate floor. We tried to alleviate a lot of concerns that any of my colleagues had throughout the week. So in an unusual move, there was no debate.
What prompted filing this bill?
Well, I think it's not directly related to any one particular case, but I believe that there are situations out there where businesses have been held liable for illegal acts by someone, whether it's been in the parking lot or is trying to break into their business during hours that they're closed and gets hurt and then turns around and sues the business. So it seems to me like it's just a common sense bill. I look forward to hopefully its passage over in the House.
Now, the measure, one that you have introduced, I believe, covers sports gambling.
Yes, Senate Bill 1013 is related to sports betting. Currently, there is a federal lawsuit going through that the state of New Jersey has filed that if the state of New Jersey is successful in this lawsuit, any state would be able to have sports betting. There's approximately, it's estimated, $2.8 billion bet illegally by 1.3 million Missourians every year. And so what this would do, it would allow sports betting in the state of Missouri. You would have to go and register at a casino. And once you are registered, you could have an app on your phone. And as long as you were within the state of Missouri, you could have sports betting and sports gambling. I think this would generate approximately $60 million to the state once it would be taxed. And with some of the budget shortfalls that we've had recently, I think that this would definitely help at our schools, both elementary and secondary, as well as higher education and our veterans' homes.
Over in the House this week, we've heard a lot about a bill that deals with sliced bread.
Yes, House Bill 1349 was filed by Representative Rusty Black and passed out of the House this week. I will be handling it over in the Senate. It basically names July 7th of every year Sliced Bread Day. Sliced bread was first done in Chillicothe, and in fact, in 2003, Chillicothe came up with their official slogan, Chillicothe is the home of sliced bread. I think everybody's heard the saying, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. This would definitely help promote tourism within Livingston County as well as the town of Chillicothe. It doesn't cost the taxpayers anything. Every day, I get requests for funding for different public and private projects from developers, from sports teams, millions of dollars. This is one easy, simple way that we can help a local community promote tourism within their vicinity and not cost the taxpayers a dime.